This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought he was really good today. Pretty impressive. Everything was working. I thought the combo of the fastball, whether it was the two-seam or at the top, going with the sweeper. He had everything working. The live and the way they use all of their pitches. I thought him and Louis did a hell of a job. So it was pretty impressive. A complete outing from him.
They've got three pretty good hitters, 2-3-4 with Buxton, Lewis, and Miranda. He held them to 0-for-8. With 8 strikeouts, is there anything in particular that you noticed with those three that he was able to do to shut them down like that?
Yeah, look, when he's throwing the sinker, obviously, right? And then he's got the sweeper, but then he's got the fastball up the top with D'Lo, you know, with conviction, with life. He makes it for a tough at-bat, and that's what we saw against their best hitters. But overall, against their lefties, they got some good right-handed hitters that can, you know, hit left-handed pitching, and he pretty much wasn't complete of that game today.
Tim?
With the trade deadline passed, what do you think of the work Stearns and company did?
Great. You know, we're excited to continue to add to the team. We feel good with what we have in that room and ready to go. We got ways to go, and we continue to take it one day at a time. But I thought we did a very good job this time.
And with the six moves you guys did make, what is your biggest takeaway from sort of the past couple of weeks of action there?
We were active, and then obviously it was crazy, you know, with what was going on around the industry, you know. But we were, like I said, there was a lot of conversations. Appreciate the fact that David and the staff kept me in the loop the whole time and asking questions. It was fun. And like I said, I feel like we're in a better position now.
Tony?
What is that like for you as you're preparing to get ready for a game and, you know, you've got trade after trade kind of coming down the chute?
Yeah, look, you don't try to get, you know, too excited or down because at the end of the day, you're going to have a lot of conversations. And who knows, you got to find a match, you know. But the whole time, you know, I'm treating the day, whether it was today, yesterday, or the past week, you know, the same thing. You know, my job is to manage the 26 guys and to win a baseball game every night. So it was just fun, obviously, more conversations and, you know, getting creative if we needed to. But as far as like the day-to-day operation, it was pretty much the same.
And then just practically speaking, what are your plans with Blackburn and the rotation from here?
Well, I don't think I saw Davey's face like when I was going out for the anthem. So, and I barely just saw him now. So I got to go back and see what we got here and when is Blackburn going to be available and things like that. So as of right now, I don't have anything.
Peter?
Maybe just more broadly speaking, just how can making additions kind of energize a team as you guys go in the home stretch?
Yeah, it helps, and we've seen it since, you know, I'm going to go back to when we got Luis Torrens, when we got Iglesias, you know, and then we continue to add, whether it was a Maton or guys that will come up from AAA or have come up from AAA, like, they always help. It's different faces, it's the energy, it's the vibes, and, but they're professionals. They understand it's a business, and there's going to be a lot of different people walking through those doors at times, and but the good thing is we're family there, and players will adjust to what we got going on there. So special group there.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.